Now notice verse 22. He said unto his disciples, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on." Now what he's saying here is take no anxious thought for it. And why? Well, because the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Now you can store up things, and you can do this, and you're supposed to do it. But the problem with this man was covetousness. He was just trying to get more, more, more. And that is the curse today of godless capitalism. Have you noticed the strong judgment that's pronounced upon the rich in the last days? Go to now, ye rich, howl. Your woe has come upon you. Riches have become a curse. And today, we thought as a great nation that the almighty dollar would solve the problems of the world, and we're in the biggest mess that we've ever been in. And all we're doing is arguing about whether there should be on the almighty dollar, "In God we trust." Let's take it off. It's hypocrisy anyway. It's not the God we are trusting in, but that dollar. May I say to you, just to have it on a dollar means nothing at all. America needs to turn back in reality and truth and quit mouthing religion today. And let's have just a little reality in it. And then we need to search our own hearts. Are we living for this life only? Our Lord said, go look at the birds. You can learn from them. And then he says, consider the ravens. And then he says something else. If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? You see, you can accumulate. Nothing wrong if you accumulate it for the right purpose. And then he says, consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And when I go to the Hawaiian Islands, the flower over there that I like most is the hibiscus. And I always try to direct the thinking of folk to the Creator. I wonder what God had in mind when he made the hibiscus. And just as beautiful and colorful as it can be, I wonder what God had in mind. In other words, I wonder what he's trying to tell us. He says, consider the lilies, consider all the flowers, how they grow. I think that hibiscus is saying to a lot of us today, my, you go to a lot of trouble to take care of your body. You apply lotions to it, and you are using bath salts today, and you are using sprays and ointments and all kinds of articles today are being applied to the body, and then you clothe it. And even after you get all perfumed and dressed up, you are a pretty sight, aren't you? You couldn't even compare to an hibiscus. You couldn't compare it to a lily. What a message, friends. Some of us need to depend on God a little bit more. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Don't give anxious thought. Trust God. My, what a wonderful thing this is that he's saying to those that are his own.